First and 10, TLU at their 35-yard line in a 14-14 game, 4:16 to go second quarter. A back on each side of Seth Cosmi. Play fake, looking to throw, under pressure, scrambling left, slings it over the middle, and he has Stefka wide open. Catch at the 40-yard line, broken tackle 35, inside the 30 of Bell Haven, and fighting all the way down to the 28-yard line. 37-yard pickup. Christian Lewis with a tackle for Bell Haven, and the Bulldogs in business, first and 10 at the 28 of Bell Haven, looking to snap a 14-14 tie and take the lead for the first time tonight.
Yeah, I don't think they can see me up here, and nor do they need to, but I was pointing the whole time. Stefka was wide open, and took us a minute to figure out the tackler, because once again, they've got your favorite thing with two numbers, two guys wearing the same number.
There are some duplicates out there, yep. First and 10, 28-yard line of Bell Haven for TLU. Sweep going right, Jacob Fortin, broken tackle. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, makes it all the way down to the 14-yard line with a gain of 14 yards. A broken tackle by Jacob Fortin near the line of scrimmage. Turns it into a big chunk play. Connor Fordham finally with the stop at the end of the run.
Boy, I tell you what, TLU's offense right now is hitting on all cylinders. This is exactly the way it's supposed to look. They're getting chunk yards in the running game. They're wearing those guys down. Sets up that play-action passing game.
Mark the knee down at the 15, so call that a 13-yard pickup for Jacob Fortin. It's first and 10 TLU at the 15-yard line of Bell Haven in a 14-14 game. Cosmi back and a handoff going left for Fortin with a wall of blockers inside the 10, inside the 5, still fighting. A final dive toward the end zone, and he crosses the plane. Touchdown, Texas Lutheran. What an effort by Jacob Fortin from 15 yards out.
Boy, what a big turnaround. Fourth down stop. And TLU's offense takes over and marches it straight down the field with some big, big plays, and we're able to punch it in. That is a big turnaround.
Ricky Mott said they had a great week of practice. You see a determination from this TLU
offense. Absolutely.
And a purpose today from this offensive line. Bulldogs have taken the lead for the first time. The kick from Ocampo is down the middle and true. And TLU up on Bell Haven, 21-14, 2:52 left in the second quarter on KWED and TLUBulldogs.com. Another 75-yard scoring drive for Texas Lutheran, capped by the 15-yard touchdown run from Jacob Fortin. He's scored twice in this game. And the Bulldogs in front for the first time, 21-14 over Bell Haven. And some juice off the leg of Juan Ocampo. He boots it one bounce out of the back of the end zone for the touchback. Some adrenaline behind that kick. 2:52 left before halftime. And now let's see if TLU can come up with a stop defensively, take that lead into the dressing room.
Boy, that would be a big boost for TLU. And as we said before the game, the things that TLU needed to do well, they are doing well. They're able to establish the run offensively. They're doing just enough defensively to stop that run, and that's a tough task against this team.
First and 10, Bell Haven, 25-yard line on their end of the field. Driving right to left toward the north end zone. Double wing shotgun for Asagula with a back on each side. He drops back to pass, swings it out left, complete to Brad Foley. Makes a spin move at the line of scrimmage, and nothing doing. He stopped at the 26 for a gain of only one. Eugene Robinson didn't bite on that move. He made a good tackle in space. And it's second down and 9.
Yeah, he made a good tackle in space and was able to shut him down. Unfortunately, his helmet came off, and so he's got to step out for one play. But great job of coming up there and filling that hole and able to shut that play down before it was a big game.
Second down and 9, Bell Haven at their 26-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Asagula with a back on each side, both Foley and Blunt in the ball game, and they operate from the left hash. Play fake, looking to throw. Completion on the left side for a first down to Jeremy Batten. Ran a quick out pattern on the sideline and was able to work his way toward the near sideline to the 37 with a gain of 11 yards. And Kalen Wilkerson with the stop in the secondary for TLU. The chains move.
Yeah, Kalen had just come on for Eugene after that tackle, and they went right to the receiver he was covering. But it was a pretty good route by that receiver, and we were giving him quite a bit of space on the edge. So not much he could do on that particular play.
First and 10, Belhaven with TLU in front, 21-14, 1:44 left in the half, 37-yard line of the Blazers. Play fake, Asagula back to throw, rifles one over the middle, complete to Batten across midfield, inside the 45 of TLU and down to the 44-yard line. 18-yard pickup, Robert Ramirez with the tackle. And boy, there's some zip on those throws from Asagula.
Yeah, it's a big guy, and he's going to have good arm strength. Also a good runner, so he's a good quarterback. They don't seem to throw all that much. They haven't seemed to this year, but this has been a big part of their game today.
First and 10, Belhaven, 44-yard line of TLU, and a read option keeper by Asagula, breaking tackles, fighting into the secondary, a stiff arm, and he makes his way inside the 35 down to the 32 with a 12-yard gain. Niall Pollard with a tackle for TLU.
Boy, if he gets in that secondary, man, he's tough to bring down.
And they've already snapped it, yes. Going up tempo. Deep throw for the end zone here, and that pass is over the head of the intended receiver, Michael Simpson, and incomplete. There's a penalty flag down at around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, we had too many guys on the field. We were trying to make a switch. They went up tempo when they saw us trying to make a switch. Caught me in mid-sentence, but they snapped it. We had too many men on the field. That's a big penalty.
Yeah, illegal substitution. And with 1 minute left and TLU in front, 21-14, Belhaven trying to come up with an answer before they go to halftime.
And this would be a great stop for the TLU defense. It's going to be a tough task, but they've got 1 minute. Belhaven has all three timeouts, but they need a big stop, maybe a turnover here.
So it's first and five after the penalty mark off. 27-yard line of TLU for Belhaven. Asagula in the gun, and the running backs Foley and Blunt to his left and right. Quick throw over the middle, incomplete. He sailed it over the head of his intended receiver, Michael Simpson, and Simpson took an absolute lick in the secondary on that slant route.
Boy, Sultan Abdullah, man, he will hit you. He will hit you, and I guarantee you Simpson's going to be looking for him the next time he comes across the middle.
Simpson with two touchdown catches in this game, and they want to make him think about those
things.
And it
was on the very same play, it looked like, the very same route. And I don't think Simpson, he may not want to run that route anymore.
Second down and five, 27-yard line of TLU for Belhaven. Asagula in the gun with a one-back set, four wideouts, throw over the middle. That's caught by the tight end, Brimer. And he is inside the 10-yard line, makes it all the way down to the 7 with a gain of 20. First and goal, Belhaven. Sultan Abdullah able to come up with a tackle, but a good pitch and catch from Asagula to Brimer.
Yeah, Brimer's their leading receiver. Was first-team all-conference last spring as a tight end.
Timeout taken by Belhaven. We'll keep it right here during the timeout. You get the sense, if there's one area of trepidation for the Bulldogs, as well as they played in the first half, Asagula's a guy who can take over a game.
Yes.
If he puts his mind to it, and if the Belhaven coaching staff puts that on him.
Yeah.
He's just such a physical specimen and presence as a runner and a thrower out there.
You know, and we really expected the running game to be dominant for Belhaven because that's what the stats told us. Asagula was completing 59% of his passes on the season. But that didn't look to be the dominant part of their offensive game, but it has been today. They've had receivers open in that zone quite often. But, again, that big play, Michael Simpson's caught two touchdowns on the same post play, and he just got leveled. So maybe we took that play away from him.
First and goal, Belhaven, and the football at the 7-yard line of TLU. Out of the timeout, Asagula left hash mark in a single back set, Brad Foley to his right. Two receivers right, two left, and it's Simpson in the slot on the right side. Bulldogs have to account for him. Rolling out right, Asagula throws right. The pass is through the hands of Brad Foley. He was open around the one. He trots in for a score if he catches it, but the ball a bit high, and he couldn't hold on.
Well, there was that guy again, Facundo. We haven't called his name much this season, but he's been in the backfield quite a bit in this second quarter, and there he was again, right in the face of the quarterback.
42 seconds left, and the clock stopped late in the second quarter. 21-14 TLU. Belhaven trying to tie up the game before the teams go to halftime. It is second and goal from the 7-yard line of the Bulldogs for the Blazers. Yep. Break out of the huddle with Asagula under center. They're in the I formation. Brewer is the fullback offset to the left. Foley, the tailback. Roll out right on a bootleg. Asagula will run straight ahead inside the 5, and he trots in untouched. What a run. Touchdown, Bellhaven.
Yeah, that's a tough play to stop. You gave him the run-pass option out on the edge. You roll him out to his right. You had the tight end over in the corner. We did a great job of covering that corner route by Brimer. That's been a good play for them last spring and thus far this fall. We covered that, but it was just too much space for that quarterback on that play.
Konstantin Hansis will look to tie up the game with a successful PAT kick. Still waiting on the snap with the play clock down to 5 seconds. Down to 3 seconds. It finally comes back. The kick is on the way, and that's down the middle and good. 36 seconds left in the half. TLU and Bellhaven tied up 21-all on KWED and TLUBulldogs.com.